disprove Classic. It, can
it's,
you?
It's estimated that there are around 350,000 work absences on the first Monday of February. So why are people doing it? Joining us now is entrepreneur and an HR expert, David Sells. David, good morning.
Good morning, Graham. That was fascinating.
Yes, what
was it? Something that was said.
Yeah.
Somebody said in the middle of that, people go to work when they are genuinely ill because they don't want to be thought of as taking a free day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true.
So today, statistically, a lot of people will have called in or are thinking about calling in sick right now.
That's right. But I think we're getting an awful lot of these special days now. And National Sickie Day is schizophrenic. It's a bit Jekyll and Hyde. On the one side, you have got people who take opportunity to have an extra day off because it's National Sickie Day. And, you know, your mock-ups there were great, but some people ring and say, oh, I can't come in today. The dog's eaten my shoes. Oh, I'm not coming in today because the thick snow out there is all pristine. I don't want to spoil it with my footprints. And there is definitely swinging the lead goes
yes.
on. No question of it. However, you know, the first Monday of February, you might not have cleared your Christmas credit card bills or as much of them as you wanted. It is cold and miserable. Although yesterday was a lovely day. You are coming out of the darkest period of the year. The days are getting lighter. And there is a genuine feeling down.
Right, okay.
But it's only a couple of weeks ago we had Blue Monday.
Yeah.
Blue Monday was a complete con. It was a PR stunt to sell holidays. That's
right.
How it started.
Okay.
But then people like Mind and Sane and so on picked up on it and used it for good because there are people with serious issues from the relatively minor to the seriously serious. And most of the genuine around National Sickie Day actually has got something to do with their general mental welfare and state.
But that's
what we should be addressing.
It's also not good, though, if you are genuinely ill. It's not good to turn up to the office and give everyone else your bug, though, is it?
Oh, it depends what's wrong with you. If you've got your foot in a cast as you had, fine. Yeah. If you're genuinely ill and got a bug, fine. You know, the opposite sides of it. You turn up with your leg in a cast. You don't turn up if you're coughing and spluttering. That's true.
Okay. David,
but you're more likely to, I suggest, today than any other day of the year.
David, it's been lovely talking to you. David Selves there, entrepreneur and HR expert. I'd love to know your best sickie voices and also your record when it comes to sickness at work. Because I guarantee if you're your own boss, you'll have hardly had any. You'll have hardly had any. Give me a call, 0800 783 583. Now, this is breaking news overnight.